Former family court judge Alastair Nicholson says Australia's decision to sign a refugee deal with Cambodia is reprehensible. Immigration Minister Scott Morrison is travelling to Phnom Penh tomorrow, where he's expected to sign the agreement. He says there'll be no cap on the number of refugees who'll be sent from Nauru to Cambodia. Alastair Nicholson has spent many years working with UNICEF in Cambodia, and he says the country will not cope with an influx of refugees.
I think it's a very unfortunate step by the minister. It seems to me that what we should be looking at is a proper regional resettlement program for refugees throughout Asia and indeed the world. But these sort of bilateral arrangements with countries such as Cambodia, Nauru and Papua New Guinea, I think are extremely damaging to the people concerned. They're probably unacceptable at international law. And I think that for Australia to be engaging in this behaviour is reprehensible, actually.
Why is it reprehensible? What behaviour in particular are you suggesting?
I think the fact is that we have responsibilities towards these people. We have adopted draconian policies to try and keep them out of this country, allegedly on the basis that it's protecting people from being drowned at sea. The fact of the matter is that this has been a long-standing approach of the Liberal National Party government. It's inhumane. It demeans Australia. We aren't doing anything to play our part in resettling refugees or in contributing to the World Refugee Program to the extent that we should be, and certainly in relation to people like these who are the people most in need. And then to engage in an arbitrary activity of doing a deal with Cambodia, which has really very limited capacity to deal with its own people, let alone receiving people such as this, I just find it quite unacceptable.
The minister insists that refugee resettlement isn't an economic upgrade. It's about providing protection from persecution. Will refugees be persecuted in Cambodia?
One couldn't really be sure which one way or the other. I think they'd be placed in considerable difficulty. I'd be very concerned about children, for example, because the situation in relation to children in Cambodia is most unsatisfactory. The education system's unsatisfactory, health system's unsatisfactory, and indeed the exploitation of children in terms of trafficking and in other ways is endemic. And that's really my principal concern, although I'm obviously concerned as well with the asylum seekers in general. I think people just don't seem to realise that these people are human beings that we are, I believe, mistreating in the most appalling way. And I think that this is an attempt to shovel them out of Nauru, which is also causing us difficulties, and out of sight, out of mind. And frankly, I don't believe that there'll be any proper care taken for these people, although Australia has an international responsibility to do so, even though it's moving them to Cambodia.
So specifically, what sort of persecution do you think they might face?
I don't think there's... I would think it's unlikely that there'd be any direct persecution by government, but I think that they would not be readily accepted by the Cambodian people. After all, they're being... in effect, foisted on them. They're people who speak a different language, who haven't got any money and don't understand the local culture, and by and large, I think would struggle to get employment apart from anything else. So they would, and again, we're talking about a country with probably the worst economic situation in Southeast Asia. So I think the probability is not so much of persecution. I think the probability is that instead of Australia taking responsibility for them, international NGOs and others will have to pick up the burden. And again, I think that's irresponsible on Australia's part.
How will Cambodia be affected by an influx of refugees?
Well, it's very difficult to say. It's hardly ever had any refugees. But those it's had have been, well, in one case, it's suggested that Uyghurs were sent back to China, which is, of course, quite contrary to any refugee possible refugee arrangement. But regardless of that, I don't see how Cambodia would be able to cope with any refugees. It's not a country that's geared for refugees, and it's difficult, I suppose, to contemplate Cambodia without being there. But it's in many ways a wonderful country, but it's not a country that I would feel it proper to put a thousand completely alien people there and, in effect, wash our hands of them and let them work it out for themselves, which I think is what will happen.
What will daily life be like for refugees with very few resources trying to start a new life in Cambodia?
I frankly can't imagine. I think daily life would be pretty tough, but depends, of course, on what sort of housing is provided, and hopefully the government has made some contribution towards that. But in terms of employment, in terms of education, in terms of health care that they would need, in terms of language classes, I mean, it's not like when we settle people in Australia, one of the things we do well, or much better, is that we provide those sort of services. Cambodia is not a country that can or would do that. And I think that it's all very well for Morrison to say that we're not providing for their economic well-being. We're just saving them from persecution. I think we have a greater responsibility than that. And he, of course, has a greater responsibility in relation to unaccompanied children as well, because theoretically he was their guardian until he saw fit to send them to Nauru. I'd really dread to think how these people will get on in Cambodia. I suppose the one thing they might be able to do is get out of the place and go somewhere else, but that won't be very easy either.
That's former family court judge Alastair Nicholson.